time now for KJAN's Heartbeat Today, daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishina Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by WNS Appliance in downtown Atlantic. Here at this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
Hey, Chris, how are you this morning?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
Not too bad. Not too bad. Quite a bit warmer than it has been the last few mornings around here. And a little wetter.
Yeah.
A little.
A little bit.
Not a lot. Don't get too excited if you were looking for that rain. It's wet outside. It's not that wet.
No.
But, hey, we'll take what we can. At least push that sand off to the side of the road.
Yeah.
Get rid of the residue of winter. Kendall Warren's in with us here this morning as we get started. He'd like to tell us about W&S Appliance. How's Kendall today?
Very good, Jim. Thank you. Got a front-load washer and dryer, including pedestals, in good condition. Several used gas dryers. Still have that Maytag drying center. A couple of used side-by-side refrigerators. Got two-door refrigerators, one with freezer on the bottom, one freezer on the top, both in very good condition. Five used electric ranges, two of those being double oven, one of them just a little over a year old. Got to use 40-gallon natural gas water heater that doesn't leak and works, believe it or not. Power vent natural gas water heater, use portable electronic air cleaner, near new. Use built-in dishwashers, got several used microwave hood combinations, which are priced for quick sale or fully guaranteed, and two matched washer-dryer sets. Got new freezers, chest and upright by Whirlpool of Man and Frigidaire, sizes from 5 through and including 25 cubic foot, and most of those are in stock for quick delivery or pickup. Water heaters, gas, and electric, we deliver, install, haul that old heater away, and of course, if it needs service after the sale, we'll be there to take care of it. Water softeners, free test of water for hardness, so we can help you properly size your new water softener from W&S and enjoy soft water all the time. Jim?
Very good. Thank you, Kendall. Appreciate that. I want to talk to Carol Schuler this morning. Is in with us here in our program. We're going to talk a little bit about the Cass County version of the Relay for Life, the American Cancer Society's most visible fundraising event of the year. Fundraising, awareness raising, education raising. It's a little bit of everything. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me. It is. It's a little bit of everything, and that's what we aim to do, is please everybody that can possibly come. It's a community event, and we invite the community.
Well, the Cass County version is coming up on Friday, June 20th. It's a bit down the road yet, but it's never too early to start talking about things. I know you've been planning for quite some time.
Right. We set the date right after the relay last year, so we've got that up and going. And right now we're working on sponsorships, and Pellet is our sponsorship chair. And so many of the businesses have received letters inviting them to be a sponsor for the Relay for Life.
But if you didn't get a letter, just make a call.
Make a call. Ann Pellet or myself, Carol Schuler, will be glad to put you in contact with the right people. The sponsors can be any level. Of course, we accept any donation from a sponsor, but we have different levels of sponsorship, giving that sponsor T-shirts or something like that that makes it a little more incentive. And then we advertise on the back of the T-shirts and in the brochures around the community that they have helped sponsor Relay.
You've always gotten pretty good support from sponsors, haven't you?
Absolutely wonderful. Our community is one of the best communities for reaching out and helping each other. And the American Cancer Society, everybody knows someone with cancer or has lost someone with cancer. And so I think that helps our cause a lot, too.
I saw a number that I couldn't believe. It said 16th annual.
That's right.
How is that possible?
Time goes fast.
Yes,
I've been the
does.
Chairperson for 16 years now. How's that?
Yes, it does. And it's changed a lot over that time. I mean, some things remain the same. The principle, the basics are pretty much the same. But it's been tweaked a little bit over time, too. It's not really it's not too much like it was that very first time.
No, it's really not. Our concept was always to raise funds, of course, for the American Cancer Society, but it's changed into a celebration. The survivors are invited. In fact, we want the survivors especially to be there because that's what they're here to do, is celebrate. So our entire evening is kind of a festival. It's a fun get-together. We celebrate those who have had cancer and are with us. We remember those who have passed away, and then we raise funds for research, education, and advocacy.
You bet. Well, and one of the larger changes, I suppose, that maybe some folks don't even realize because it's become so much a part of our everyday lives now, would be the social media aspect of it, too. It's not just going out, knocking on doors, and visiting face first with people, making phone calls and whatever. it's a lot of online stuff now, too. You can find out and do just about everything beforehand, except actually walk that night online.
That's right. Our Chris Parks right here is our relay online chair, and we can he can go online, register teams. You can go online and register your team, find out what happens, activities that might go on, what times the Survivor's Lap is, when the Captain's Night is going to be. It's all there. It's amazing.
Yeah. Well, it makes it a lot easier for folks, and isn't that kind of the goal?
Right.
Not everybody can get to every meeting that's held and what have you, but they can always find out the information they need in a pretty simple way.
Right. And if they're not an online person, we've still got the telephone numbers to call and the people to contact.
Yeah. Talk a little bit about what's happening now. You're a couple of months away here from actually getting the event going. Where are you right now? What are you worried about at this point? I know you said you're working on sponsorships and stuff, and that's for the businesses, but what about for folks who want to be involved?
Right. We are setting up, and we have set up a Monday, April 7th, and that's called Captain's Meeting. And it's a meeting where people, whether you are a captain, you want to be a captain, you just want to get additional information, are invited to come together and get that information. It's a pretty inclusive. We tell people what's going to happen the night of relay so far that we know. We help you register online or give you paper registration if that's what you want. And Hy-Vee steps up, and they serve a meal for absolutely every person that comes. April 7th, 5:30 at Unity Point at Home. And we invite anyone who has an interest in it to come and learn more.
And that's a lot of repeats, I know. You get a lot of folks that will participate year after year. Do you get new every year? Does it always seem like there are a couple of new faces in the room?
Every year. Every single year we have more people that maybe become more aware of the American Cancer Society or aware of what good it does.
Mm-hmm. So the word is out for folks that might want to be involved in some way, shape, or form. How big does your team have to be?
Oh, your team can be anything from one or two persons to as large as they want. They suggest 7 to 10 people because what we encourage our teams to do is walk the track. Have somebody on the track the evening of relay and at all times. We don't enforce that, but we encourage it. And that gives people a chance to visit and chat, be at their campsite or go out and socialize, whatever they want to do.
Are folks surprised the very first time that they participate in the actual event that night?
I think so. I think they're just shocked to see the number of survivors that walk, the amount of participation that's there with different teams. We even have people that just come out and sit in the stands and watch the entertainment. So it's a pretty social night.
Are you still working on entertainment right now?
Absolutely. Becky Bonney is our entertainment chair, and she's would love to have somebody call and tell her that they'd like to help out. Certainly give me a call. And what we do is we try to encourage as many different entertainments as possible and try to bring in as many different people as possible to watch.
Yeah. Well, it's great when you have people calling saying, hey, I'd love to be a part of it.
Yes, yes. Would you like to be a part of it, Jim?
Booking is easy. Yeah. Well, you don't want to see any kind of entertainment I can perform, that's for sure. Well, the event itself coming up that night is all great. It's kind of a culmination of everything else that happens. But when it comes to the actual raising of funds and things, a lot of that is done ahead of time with folks, you know, going out, getting the pledges and things that they need to do. Sometimes it's hard to talk people into doing that. You know, none of us like to go ask other people for money and things, but it's amazing how easy it is when folks understand the nature of the cause.
Right. And a lot of our teams, they do the collecting of the money. Mm-hmm. A lot of them have bake sales. They might have garage sales. A lot of them, each of the individuals pay a certain amount to be on the team, and that's what they do for collecting. So it's a wide range of whatever you want to do. Many auctions and that type of thing are held, and people solicit businesses or individuals that they know for items, and then they do a sale on them. So, you know, you can fundraise any way you want.
And I think that's one of the things that's kind of unique about this particular fundraising event, the Relay for Life, is that, yeah, it happens once a year on a specific night. A lot of people get together and stuff. But there are events that go on all year long in conjunction with that. Individual teams don't just form a week before the event. In some cases, they're a year before the event because they're already planning their mini events to raise money. So they don't have to go knocking door to door.
Absolutely. One of the companies right now, one of the teams is having a luncheon at their place of business every week. And they charge $5 to their employees. So it's a very easy fundraiser at their place of business, and it's a team then that walks that night of relay. So, yeah, all year round, we have cheese ball sales at Christmas times, mm-hmm. one team does, and then they give the proceeds when Relay for Life comes around.
Yeah. So, a simple fundraising idea, walk mm-hmm. around the track.
socialize,
turns, yeah, it turns into all kinds of offshoots of little events and things too. Something exactly. simple, as you say, I've seen businesses that'll do like a Fridays. You wear jeans if you pay $5 for the right to do that.
Very popular.
And the
thing.
Money goes to the cause.
To Relay for Life.
Is that what makes it so easy? Because everybody understands the cause.
I think they understand the cause, and I think we all know somebody that's either has cancer now or has had cancer. So it's a personal thing that we all do. We give to something we believe in and feel about, and so I think that's why it's easy. It's a way to participate. Sometimes when somebody has cancer, we're not able to help them in any way. And yet this is a way that we help those and support those who have cancer.
Isn't that? That's the hard part. You know, you want to fix it.
Can't fix it.
We're humans. We're fixers. That's what we are. We want to fix it. When someone's not well, we want to fix them. But we can't. We're not all doctors.
We can't make it go away.
Yeah. So we do what we can.
Yes.
And that's something that everybody can help out with, too. Very good. So, again, we're a few months away from the actual event, but that doesn't mean you shouldn't be thinking about and planning. And if folks want to get more involved, how do they do it?
Give me a call. Come to Unity Point at Home on Monday, April 7th. I have to keep hesitating on that date to say it right. 5:30 p.m. Come, bring your appetite, bring your questions, and if you have a team, bring the team members. We can always add to that later. You can always go online at www.relayforlife.org/Cass County, Iowa. You can call Chris Parks. He's a great help with that if you have any questions or need any more information.
Excellent. A lot of ways to find out all that. And put Friday, June 20th on your calendar. Make sure you have that circled at the Atlantic High School track for the 16th annual Relay for Life here in Cass County. Always a fun event. Carol, thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Jim.
Appreciate it. I want to turn things back over to Kendall Warren. He wants to tell you a little more about what's going on down at the shop at W&S Suppliance. Kendall?
Thank you, Jim. Got gas and electric ranges, Whirlpool of Man, LG, Maytag, Frigidaire, and KitchenAid. Freestanding models on display and a full line of built-in cooking appliances are available on special orders such as built-in ovens, cooktops, drop-in, slide-in ranges, and range hoods. Got lots of refrigerators. Got over 75 new units in stock, more arriving tomorrow. So a good selections of models, colors, and prices. As usual, top trade-ins on any clean, used, working refrigerator at W&S Appliance in downtown Atlantic. Washers and dryers, Whirlpool, Maytag, Amann, and LG. Top load and front load with tub sizes up to 5 cubic foot. We also offer Speed Queen washers and dryers, which are made in the United States. They carry a 3-year parts, labor, and in-home warranty service on both the washer and dryer. And, of course, on the washer, in addition to that, they have a 5-year washer motor guarantee and 50 years on the washer transmission. It's Thursday, the pot's on, and I'll be there till 8 this evening. Jim?
Great. Thank you, Kendall. Appreciate that very much. Thanks for coming in this morning. And Carol, thanks for coming by once again and sharing with us about the Cass County edition of the Relay for Life coming up Friday, June 20th. Don't forget to participate in something that you can do with your family and friends to help your family and friends. Works out well that way, doesn't it? Hey, you guys, make it a great day, and God bless America.